As the country commemorates the September 11th attacks, President Bush is planning to speak about what he sees as the continuing war on terror, especially as it relates to Iraq. The president addresses the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday, where he's expected to urge a tougher stand against Iraq. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. The Bush administration sent out its big guns yesterday to talk about Iraq on TV.
Yeah, a couple of things were going on there. One was to have everybody singing in the same voice in the Bush administration, because, of course, there have been so many stories over the summer of dissent within the administration, of the State Department saying hold back, the Defense Department saying go forward with an invasion of Iraq. So everybody was saying the same thing. But also what they were doing was making the case. And there are now new reports that Iraq seems to be importing machinery that can turn uranium into nuclear weapons, that there are more reports about biological and chemical warfare, so that the whole administration is out saying this Saddam Hussein is a really, really, really scary guy, and we've got to do something about him. And I think that they're also making the case to the Congress, so that you're hearing fewer voices of dissent in Congress. And I think that it's likely now that the administration will send up a resolution to Congress sometime before the election, and that is what the American people say they want, that they are for an invasion of Iraq, but they are not for it unless there is international support for it and congressional support for it, and that's now what the administration is trying to put together.
A year ago, Congress got together as a result of the horrible events of last September. Is such unity even possible today?
Well, I think on something like an Iraqi resolution, you might see a good deal of unity, but of course it is very, very, very difficult because we are so close to the election, and this is such a close election. So getting any kind of unity, any kind of bipartisanship, aside from what we saw last Friday when the Congress went to New York to commemorate September 11th, is difficult indeed, not just on this, but on homeland security and a variety of other issues.
And tomorrow's a big primary day. What's interesting there to you?
Well, this is the last big primary day of the 2002 season, and there are some interesting races. In Florida, former Attorney General Janet Reno facing Bill McBride for the Democratic nomination for governor. In New Hampshire, Senator Bob Smith is facing John Sununu, the young John Sununu, a member of Congress, for the Senate nomination, and that's considered a very close Senate race. Now, New York, another former Clinton administration figure out of the race, Andrew Cuomo, leaving it to Carl McCall to face George Pataki in November. North Carolina, another former Clinton administration official, Erskine Bowles, vying for the Democratic nomination for the Senate, and Elizabeth Dole for the Republican nomination. That should be an interesting one to watch. And then in Minnesota, where Jesse Ventura has decided not to run again for governor, you do have another independent candidate running for governor. A former Democrat, Tim Penny, is looking for the Independence Party nomination, and maybe we're seeing a little bit of third-party trending going on there in Minnesota.
Well, any election in Florida is going to be interesting, right?
It is indeed, and Catherine Harris, who became well-known during the recount, is likely to win the nomination for a congressional seat there and likely to win the election. But you know, Bob, every election this year is nationally significant. The Senate, one vote. The House, six votes. They're all important.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.